We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. We have two Taisus on the previous Sugya. We hear here Machlekes Shimon Amsuni, other Saint Nechemia Amsuni, Ayadeirish Kolosim Shabetoire, Kivin Shigil As Hashem Alekecha Tira Pirish. So he was Pirish. He didn't know what the darshan, what this S could be marbe as Hashem alakach latira. Till Rabbi Kiva came, Rabbi Kiva said, Hashem alakach latira is coming, l'rabba is tamidei chachamim. So let us see Taisvis, kivin shigi alas Hashem alakach latira pirish. That Taisvis, afogad berikama dekdushin dorish, Nemar ish imay va'aviv tiro, v'nemar es Hashem alekecha tiro, ish va'akosuv moira o ve'aim le'moira shamay. So what was the problem of Shimon Amsuni? We see clearly that moira o ve'aim is equivalent to moira shamay. So Mamela, so Taisvis Kasha is, so this Es Hashem Alekecha Tira is coming to Marbe Meira Ovein. So Taisvis answers, Lahavanichalei Lemidrishay Lukmi Laesse Yisayre. So then would come out the purpose of this Ribuy is to make another essay. I know now from the Hukshu, Hishwa Akasu, that there's a Chiyuv of Meira Ovi Ve'imai Kemeira Shemaim, that I know already. So what is this S being Machadish? It's Machadish, another Esse. It's not Mestava that the S is being Machadish, another Esse. So Mamela, he was looking for something else, and he didn't find. So Ledavoini, I don't understand. So what was the problem of Shimon Amsuni? I'd like to be Magdim a little. Taisvis and Bukhiris says as follows, that S, the S Hashem Alekecha, Mashmalei, Dumye, the Meire Shalmoke. It's mamish, the same darge of Meire, Vizei Yefsha, and this is impossible. That was the problem of Shimon Amsuni, and Rabbi Kiva was Mechadish that Kol Rabbi is Tamidei Chachamim, because Yemeir Rabbach Kemeir Shamay. So according to Taisus and Bechayres, I understand the Shakla Vitalia. That means that Shimon Amsuni held it is B'Shum Oifen. One cannot be marbe, a meire of a boss of a dom, it should be equivalent to meire shemai. So he was evidates, if S is marbe, what is it marbe? And it seems from Taisvis that Taisvis held that what it says, the Gemara in Kedushin, Ishva Akosov, but it's not the same. It's a Ishva Akosov, there's a Hashem Lekecha Tiro, Ishim Imevoviv Tiro, that there's a Ishva, there's some sort of a similarity. But the same Musig of Meire, Zichah not by Oviv Imein like the Rabbein Shalom, that's for sure. There's a Ishva Akosov. That's a Taisus answers in Bechayres. But as Hashem Lekecha Tiro, I'm Marbe, so that means the same. Sug Meira, this by the Rabbein Shalom is by someone else also. That, Shimon Amsuni, that's impossible. Till Rabbi Kiva was Machadosh. No, by a Talmud Chacham it's possible. Meira Rabbach ke Meira Shamay. Fine. So then I understand the Shakla Vitalia. And it seems the Marsha and our Sugya learns like that. That was the Svare of Shimon Amsuni. But according to our Taisvis, Taisvis learned Pshat, that Hishva Kvaidam Lekvaidam Okim. So that we can understand. Hishva Kvaidam Lekvaidam Okim. So it's not coming for an, so Taisvis says it's not going on Kibbutz Ovein because Another Esser does nicht. So why couldn't Shimon Suni hold this coin for Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim? I mean, if Taisvis is Nochis, that there is, by a boss of Adam, there's also Isha Kvaidam L'Kvaidam Mokim. So now we have to figure out which boss of Adam is the Taisvis speaking about. So why couldn't Shimon Suni say it's going on a Talmud Chachamim? By Ovi Vima, it could be Isha Kvaidam. It's maybe a Talmud Chacham also. So I don't understand klar why Shimon HaMsuni did not want to say a Talmud Chacham if we see by a boss of a dom there is a comparison of Kvaidam with Kvaidam Oke. The text was weiter, Le Rabbe is Talmud Chacham. Vim Taima mit Nesei Vatokam Lomali Tepet Leima Hoche. So Taishmas asks Akasha, he says, there's a Pasuk Neiseva Tokum Vadao Top Neizokim, that the Pasuk is telling us there's a mitzvah kime by a Talmud Chochem. So why do you need that Pasuk? It says, as a Shema Lakecha Tira L'Rabesh Talmid HaChochemim. And we see from Taishmas that mitzat the din moira the zachi of kima. So Memela, so Taisa says so. I know already that there's a Chiyuv Kima by a Talmud Chacham from this Pasuk. So why do you need another Pasuk? Neiseva Tokum Vadarta Peneizokim. V'yeshloim v'dahochi b'rabbi muvik k'desnan moira rabboch k'moira shamayim oi b'rab muflik t'habi k'ayim rabbi. So Taisa answers that no, that the Chiyuv Kima that it says in this Pasuk, this is speaking about Rabbi Muvik. And the Chiyuv Kima v'hadarta p'nei zokin, that's speaking about Sama Talmud Chacham. So Memele, if it wouldn't say that Pasuk, I think the only Chiyuv Kima is only by Rabbi Muvik. That's why I need another Pasuk, the fill by a Sam Talmud Chacham is also a Chiyuv Kima. But al kaponim we see from Taisvis a moyel dikizach that from es Hashem alakecha tira I know there's a chiyuv kima. So why did the Torah have to write there's a chiyuv kima by rabbah, and then there's a chiyuv kima to lanat by rabbah? So why do I need these two limudim? So the Briske Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah says a moyel dikizach. He says, the Rambam of Alechay is going according to Taisvis also. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that, it says, Tokum v'hodarta. So we need Kima sheyesh v'hido. So what is a Kima sheyesh v'hido? That means if the Talmud Chochem is in his Dalad Amos, I stand up. So you see, I'm standing up for him. We see when he came into my Dalamas, so I stood up. If it's Maloy Einov, I see him far away, I stand up. Who puts two and two together that I'm standing up for the Kvaido? So there's no Chiyuv to stand up only when it's both Betech Dalamas. That is not by a Talmud Chochem. But by Rabbi, Atulu Maloy Einov, there's a Chiyuv Kima. So the Ran says Pshat, what's the Chilik? So the Ran says an interesting Pshat, because by Rabbi Muvik, that's called also Kimish Yesh Bayeda. You see, the Ramosha Zechen Avoch is 5 miles away, and I stand up, people put two and two together, well, that's called Kimish Yesh Bayeda. The Biskinot says that the Rambam, and Mechayra Taisvis also learned a different Pshat. The mitzvah kima of a Talmud Chacham is a kima sheyesh b'hido. That means from the standing up, you see, this is a covet for the Talmud Chacham. By Rabbi, the mitzvah kima is not because she mechabit him. Als the din moira, I'm not permitted to sit, and the Rebbe is 5 miles away and I see him. The din moira is mechayim that I should stand up for him. Not that because there's a hido, there's no hido, 100%. But mitzad din moir, I'm not allowed to sit when I see my Rebbe, meloy einot. And the Buskarov wants to say, moir de kechidish, he makes a shtikodi from the Rambam also like this, but the halach is, but beis ha-melchus, ina mechuyiv to stand up, because that's not a kimashi yesh by hiddah, there's no hiddah, the olagumim. So there's no hiddah. He says, but by Rabbi Mubik, he'll have to stand up. Because the din kima by Rabbi Mubik is a din moire. Als mitzad the din moire. It's like mala loy moire. If there is a hiddah, if there's no hiddah, the din moire is machayev kima. Zog te gemara weiter. Tana rabbonon ubala sher noki. Rabbi Lezer oimer noki mechatzi kaife. Abelezer Darshan, what is the Baal Asher Noki coming to tell us? It's coming to tell us that's Noki Machatzi Kaifa. Oma Aloy Rabbi Kive, Baaloy Hu Atzmei Ein Mishtalem Ele Migufoy. Why do you need a mir to tell me that you don't pay Tratzi Kaifa by Atam? Atam pays Migufoy. If you lebezin v'yishalem loch, so how are you going to pay, how are you going to pay Kaifa? You pay me gufoy, you bring it to Bezdin, and the share is beskila. So, how could you pay kaifa from a tam? Why do you need a miut? It's poshut is not in kaifa by a tam, since a tam is also chayiv skila. So, mamela, it's not shayach, l'shala me gufoy. So, why do you need a miut? Oma alei rabbi leza, kacha ni beinecho, shedini boze, shechayiv misa. He says, yet told him, Akiva, you think that I would say such a halacha in a case where the shayres chayev skila, I'd say the pasuk comes to tell me that he's potter from kaifa. That you're 100% right. If the shayres chayev skila, the zich isn't a chayev kaifa. That a pasuk. Ein dini elok shehemis esa odom al pi eidechot ay al pi baila. But I'm saying a case that it was meimis ha'odam al pi eidecha day al pi abaylam. And memele, so there, he's not peskila. The shir is not peskila al pi baylam. So memele, so there, I'm saying a chiddush, am a yipota from chatzi kaifa. Frag the Gemara al pi bailem moide beknasu. But this is a very schwere Gemara. We'll soon see pshat. First in Tosfos and then later in Rashi. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, you're telling me you need the posik, the pata from kaifa, al pi bailem. Al pi bailem, you stamazay pata from kaifa, because it's a moide beknas. And for the Gemara, kesava kufra kapore. Yolz kufra kapo. Fine. We have not exactly what the Gemara means. But let's just go a little further. Tanya idach. Omar le Rabbi Leza, Akiva kach ani beinecho, shedini boze shechayev misa. You think I need a miut when the share is chayev misa? Ein dini elo b'miskaven lariges abaheime v'horiges ha'odom. That what I have a miut speaking about, it was miskaven lariges abaheime v'horiges ha'odom. L'nochi v'horiges ha'odom. Un'afolim v'horig ben kayome. So memela, in such a case, the din is that he's potter from skila. So then, and he's chayiv koifa. So I would think that a tam is chayiv chatzi koifa. Kamash melom. That there's a miut. So we have here two berises, which relate to us. There was a shakla v'talya between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elezer. In which case do you need the posik? Do you need the posik by if nogach al pi bailim, or do you need the posik if nogach? These are two cases that the share is not beskila. Frag the Gemara, hi omalei bereishit. So, there were two terutzim that Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Kiva on his cash. Rabbi Kiva said, if you lebez and v'yishalem loch, why do you need a miyid? We have here two baraises, there are two terutzim, the Rabbi Lazov and for the cash. Which teretz did he say first? Rav Kahane mishmei derova ama miskaven amalei bereish. First he said the teretz, second teretz, miskaven amalei bereish. And then later he told them the teretz of Alpi Bailam. Rav Tevyumi mishmei derova ama heimis Alpi Bailam amalei bereish. And then later he told them the teretz of miskaven larigas abahim avorgas oda. Now, the Gemara explains. Rav Kahane mishmei derova omar miskaven omalei bereisha. He told them the din of miskaven. Moshe letzayit shesheila dogim in ayo. A moshe, a person is going fishing. Mashka achrav revi shokel. He gets a big fish. He catches a big fish. He takes it. Zutri shokel. He finds a small fish. He also takes it. So that's pshat. First, Rabbi Lazar told him, a posha to teretz, yes, in gakash of you, bezel the shalomach. No, I need a miyut by niskav and largas of behim of orgas odo. That's a posha to teretz, gakash of ainsach nishton. Then later I told you a pisa shvacher a teretz, a piyatzmoy. Apiyatm see the Gemara problems, moi the biknas. Apiyatm is not such a glatter keteretz. Rav Tevyumi mishmei derova omar heimis omalei bereish. First he told them the teretz of heimis. And then later he told them the teretz of miskavon lebeheime. Moshe letzayit shesheila dogim in ayam. Talking about a fisherman that was catching fish. Mashkech zutri shokal. He found a small fish. He took it. Who knows what he's going to catch today? Mashkech Rav Revi. He found a big fish. Shodi Zutri v'shokel Rav Revi. He threw away the small fish and he kept the big fish. So also the same thing. First he told them at this Adoichik Teretz that I need a posig by Hamas Alpi Bailim. And then afterwards he got a hold of a good Teretz. The good teretz was then he threw away the old teretz. He remained with the good teretz. Before we see Rashi, let us see Tosfos. Have you the bezin be shalom loch? He says, Abelezer said that is a miyut of chatzi kaifer by a tam. So the Kiva says, why do you need a miyut? Tam is mishalem migufoy, and since the share is chayiv skila, so how can you pay? Miyul abez, and we yishamlech, you can recycle the share. Ve'im toima, behold Rabbi Yehuda, agavulcha, there's a kasha of Rabbi Kivega, just mentioned one kasha, we had mentioned a similar Indian. And the medal from the Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Kivega asked, what was the problem of Rabbi Kiva? Let us say they were meyid on a shir bifnei gimel, not bifnei chav gimel. So, you don't kill the shir, and you pay kaifer. So, and he wants to tell us that a tam doesn't pay chatzi kaifer. So, kashub Rabbi Kivega. Baal koponim, let's go back. This was Rabbi Kiva's kasha. Rabbi Kiva asked, "Have you lebez and be shalom loch?" Vim taima, like Tosfos, unless you are merely kekasha. But Rabbi Yehuda muad mishalom kaifer sholem. Rabbi Yehuda holds atamus bin kaimoy medes. Rabbi Yehuda holds every muad is atam plus. So let me ask you a kasha. So how does a muad pay kaifer? We have a posuk in Chumash. A muad pays kaifer. No, how does a mu'ud pay kaifer? Tzatamas b'mkoy me'medes, have you lebezen v'yishalom loch? So al kolchoch, there's a psakzeres ha'kosuk, that even though nizokin, atam pays migufoy, but kaifer you pay min aliyah. mein Al-Koch, was ich sehe, ist Al-Kosso, vom Rabbi Yehudi, you see this. That Koifa, Tam pays Koifa, min Aliyah, or else you have this problem, how can you pay Koifa? If you live Bezen, be Yishalim lo. I mean, the Pasuk, Sokhi Shokhi Sheva, I mean, the whole Pasuk, Im Shanagachu, mein, the Pesukim tell us, you pay Koifa. I, if you live Bezen, be Yishalim lo. So Al-Koch, Koifa is, Koifa, you pay min Aliyah, fill it from a Tam. Afa pisha asher nisko, dursiva asher yisoko, ersivim kaifa yusha solo. Im kein mishalem in aliyah, afa gav dolinyan nizokin, mistalem migufoi, the tzatamas bim kaima yemedes. So you see that kaifa is different. So what's the bekivis kash? The eshloima deshani muet de goli beikra. He says, you're 100% right. That's exactly the cause of by muid. By muid, you see that ups, that a muid pays kaifa, even though Tzad Thomas bim kaima medes, but a muid pays min aliyah. This is their sakoso. But a tam, I don't have this exactly the cause of. So without this exactly the cause of, I would not learn out from muid, and I would say it's exactly the cause of by muid. That exactly the cause of by tashlume kaifa. Xeris akosov by muut, but tam, I don't have xeris akosov, so therefore I will assume that a tam pays kaifa migufoi, memele I have this chesbin, have you lebezna be yishalom lo. That's one teres. Vishemo mitzavu edes mechaiva yakosov kaifa shol. Then Tais wants to say another very interesting thing. Tais wants to say, no, that Be'emison Atam always pays Migufoi. So how does a Mu'et pay Kaifa according to Rabbi Yehuda? You pay Kaifa Shalom from the Tzad Mu'et. A Mu'et is Atam plus, and the Kaifa Shalom is the Tzad Mu'et pays Kaifa Shalom. But not that the Tzad Tam pays Min Aliyah. Aval tam de leiksi behedye, le motze le melef, elemen nezokin. Ben nezokin gufayu mi gufay. Al pi ei dechod, oi al pi bailam. So the Gemara, Rabbi Leza had answered that the case that you're chayiv, the Gemara answered the case that you are chayiv, Chatzi Nezek, even though, and there's no time of you, Lebezin v'yishalom loch, is speaking about Alpi Baila. Bereish Perek HaTaruvis, Bereish Perek Kol HaSurim, Perish HaKuntres, Desher Eini Nereg Alpi Bailim, Loi Negeyach V'loi Reveya, Mishim Deboide Beknasu. Zamir Dikirashi. Rashi says that you don't kill the sher al pi bailim because Arigis Hasher is a knas. Zamir Dikirashi. And we'll see Rashi Bayos, that Rashi seems to say this claw, that Arigis Hasher is Maida Biknas. So Memela, you won't kill the Rabbi Kiva as Takashi. By a tam, how could there be a havani, meaning you pay chatzi kaifa? Have you lebezin via shalom loch? Since you killed the shoyer, so how could you pay kaifa with the, how could you pay chatzi kaifa with the shoyer? Why do you need a meal? So Rabbi Lezer answered him, I'm speaking about that the bailim was moide that the shoyer killed. And since Mrs. Hashoyer is a knas, so we will not kill the shayr. So that's the case. So some of you don't kill the shayr. So there's no din of a viel lebezin v'yishalom loch. So lechere. So that's the case. So then lechere, you should pay. You should pay kaifa. There's no din of viel lebezin v'yishalom loch. V'teim olari heichon motzino darige shayr uknas. Where do you see such a thing? That a rige sher is a knas. U Und bei Perikame des Sanhedrin Nami, de Koma, Pleini Rova Scheuri, bis er gemorre in Sanhedrin, der Zes, Hu va Acher mit Stalfin Lohergoi. That the owner of the Scheuer and someone else come and say, Ruven and another aide comes and say that Ruven Scheuer was Pleini Rova Scheuri. Hu va Acher mit Stalfin Lohergoi, Mishum den Adam korev eitzel mamoine. That means, a gewaldike Sach. That means, like this, a korev is posulaidis, but ein Adam korev eitzel mamoine. So if I want to say eitzel that my share was nirba, and I want to, and that eitzel should be through this Eidus, the Sher should get killed. So the Gemara says, Ein Adam Korev Eitzel Mamoinai. So I'm an Eidechad, I can say Eidus that my Sher was Nirba. So together with another Eid, we'll kill the Sher. Pleini Rova Esheiri. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying at my moment, Ein Adam Korev Eitzel Mamoinoi, so I'm allowed to be Meyed on my moment, there's no psul in the Haggadah. So I'm a Meyle, so we'll kill the Sher. We'll kill the Pliny also. So you have to wait him, the Bala Sher and another Eid is Meyed, and that this occurred, Pliny Rav Sher, and you'll kill both of them. As is Fana Gemara. Uma bekach, fragt Teusves, ein noch ein Ami, des no psul korib. Mi komok im jifta mitan de meide beknaz. But if you're telling me that harigas hasheir is a knaz, so there's a ptur of meide beknaz, that means you can't use him as an eid echad lechiyuv, because since this is a knaz, so there's a ptur of meide beknaz, I can't use his agodev to be mechayev the sher misa. A raya, not like Rashi. So memele. So what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying that it's not a knas. I don't find any place that misas asher is a knas. So kan shayul aben. So if misas asher is not a knas, so why isn't a share that was nirba, or a share that was negech, why isn't it meis al pi bailim? The nired behaino taimed le mechaev al pi bailim, afilu yiyu beis, kegoin shel shnei shutfim. What'll be the din yev tu bailim? And they'll say that the share was nirba, omiyidim olof, mishim da'odam korev eitzel mamoyne. So all of a sudden, Taisva says, Adam Korev Eitzel Mamoine. That's why they're not Nemo. Adam Korev Eitzel Mamoine. Zvach Taisva, Adam Korev Eitzel Mamoine, the Adam Rinen B'Sanhedrin, the Ein Adam Korev Eitzel Mamoine. I had just brought a Gemara in Adam Korev Eitzel Mamoine. Hani Miri Kishebo Lohoit Gamkim Al Chaveroi. That is Davke, if he's coming to say Eidus on the Chavar also. He wants to accomplish with his Eidus that Pliny should be Nerak, the Sheir should be Nerak. He's mentioning who the Revei is. Pliny, Rava Sheiri. So with his Eidus, he wants to accomplish that Pliny should be Nerak, and the Sheir should be Nerak. The Mitoich, Shenemon al Chavere, Nemon gam al Sheiri. But if he didn't say who the Reveya is, his whole agoda is only to kill the Shair. Laimi boilon, the pshita de kovets o mamayneu, kivin shlei bo lohoid al chaver. So we have a very difficult thesis. Taisva says that the reason we will not kill the Shoyer is because Adam Kov Eitzel Mamainai. Adam Kov Eitzel Mamainai. But over there, since he's being made also on the Reveya, so then there's a Pesamitaych. So the Mephoshim ask, the Chiddush Yaran in Sanhedrin asks, we find Pumfakert, we find Eidus Shabotla Mitzos Abotla Kula. There's another Mitoich. But I'm saying Eidus on two, and there's no Nemonis on one half, so you say Eidus Shabotla Mitzos, so the whole Eidus is bottle. And here Taisus makes a Fakert a cloud. That if he's coming to say Eidus on the Shoya, Odom Korev Eitzel Mamoinai. And if he's saying Eidus on someone else also, Mitoich, Shenemon al Chaveir, Nemon al Shoya. This is the Ranz Kasha. So the Dvar Yaakov brings down from the Chiddushi Agris and from the Stipler, the Chittas HaTosfos is as follows. There's two dinim. There's one din that to be made on a korev, so that a person can be made on a korev. That's a psul eidus. A person is posel lahoy dal korev. And if I care, if I'll be made on a korev and on someone else, so there's a din eidus shabot lo miktosva. But so just like you said, you don't have a teiris eid legabi the korev, so it's bottle legabi the rochik also. And that the Gemara says, ain adam korev eitzel mamayne. He's not a korev, it's mamayne. So there's no din of eidish a bottle. But there's another halacha. There's a halacha that bezin is not mekabel eidis al mamayne. But the din in Kabbalah say this. That means not that he's posel ahoy, but Bezin will not be mekabel eidus al mamoinai. So Bezin is mekabel eidus, so this way, therefore you can't kill the shayl. And that is what says mitoich, and this is a mitoich. But mitoich, that is nemo legabi, mitoich is nemo legabi the ploini, because legabi the ploini, it's the zichnis kabel eidus, because I'm saying ploini rova. So my Eidus was Niskabel. It was Niskabel already, so then you could use this Eidus, Lagabi Dishay. So that is Pshat in Toisvis. Toisvis hold that Sichel to be made on his Shoyer. He's not called a Korif Dishay. There's no Psul Eidus. He's not Posel Lahoy Dal Shoyer. But the Aloche is, you're not Mekabel Eidus Al Mamoyne. That is the Aloche. If he wants to make that, we're not Mekabel Eidusay. But if he's being made on someone else also, he's being made on the Reveya. So on that we can be Mekabel Eidus. If the Eidus was Niskabel Bebezdin, so then we could use this Eidus, Lagabi the Shoyer. It's not Posaloi. You're not Mekabel Eidus, Alma Moina, but the Eidus was Niskabel, Lagabi someone else. But if the whole Eidus is only Negea Mamoina, we're not Mekabel the Eidus, Alma Moina. Now let's go to the Gemara's Kasha. Now let's just see the Gemara, let's try to understand the Gemara before we go further in Taisvis. Rabbi Lezer had said that a tam is pota to pechatsi kaifa, because it's a drash, ubala sher noki, noki mechatsi kaifa. So Bekiva asked him, please, why do you need a posik to pata from a tam from Kaifa, have you lebezn l'shalom? If you killed the shayr, so how can you pay Kaifa? Kaifa is migufa, and you killed the shayr, so it's impossible to pay Kaifa. So Rabbi Lezer said, no, I'm not talking about a poshita case that two edim came and said that the shayr killed someone else. I'm talking about a case that the bailim, it's speaking about hamis al pi bailim al pi edecha. So let's just now understand the Ivra of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Fakel, so it's Hamis Alpi Bailam. Let's talk about that. Hamis Alpi Bailim. So if it was Hamis Alpi Bailim, so then you won't kill the Shoyer. Why don't you kill the Shoyer? So now we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Mises Asher is a Knas, so you won't kill the Shoyer. And according to Tosfos, you won't kill the Shoyer because we're not Mekabel Eidus on the Shoyer, because Adam Korav Eitzel Mamoine Legabi Kabbalah Eidus. So that was Rabbi Loza's parents. So the Mela, so you don't kill the Shoyer. So then there'd be a svara to say you pay Kaifer, Chatzi Kaifer. Better you have a meet Bala Shoyer Noki from Chatzi Kaifer. That was Rabbi Loza's parents. So now, this was Rabbi Loza's parents. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Loza, I'll be by him. Maida b'knasu. So we have to understand now, what is the kasha? And the Gemara answers, kasova kufre kapore. That's the terence. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara, and after saying, what's the kasha? What's the terence? Rabbi Loza said, it's a very good terence. He said a terence that was speaking about, Yehopam was a view of the Bezna v'yishalom loch, and speaking about, I'll be by him, that he don't kill the sheir, and I need a miut. That you don't pay chatzi kaifa by a tap. Zektais ves meide beknasu, de kaimulon palgeniske knosa. Palgeniske is a knas, that's pshat in the Gemara's kash. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kash? So let's understand the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara's kash is as follows. You're telling me that you need a miut when the bailim was made that the sheir killed someone. That's when you need a miut. And in such a case, you don't kill the sheir. Frektach the Gemara, but I got news for you. We hold palganiske knos. So palganiske knos, why is palganiske knos? Because tam shvorim, cheskesh, the tam shvorim, cheskesh imokai. So palganiske knos. So in such a case, you put it to pay koifer of palganiske knos. So don't need your miut. You made a beautiful teretz to tell me, oh, I found it here that you don't kill the sheir. That is al pi bailim. Fine, that's a beautiful, but this seer is too good. If it was al pi bailim, you won't pay kaifa either, because we pass kepal geniske knosa, because tam shvorim becheske shimbo kaimi, so a mele kaifa would also be a knas, see, only the posse to say you potter. And potter is pal geniske knosa. Now, let's stop over here, but let's understand what is the Gemara's teretz. So Gemara's teretz is, Sova Kufra Kapore. So it's bitter. It's what if Kufra Kapore? But the Sveita Palganiske Knosa. I mean, if the Svore is that Stam Shvorem Becheske Shimokaim, so it's not my responsibility, so the whole thing is a Knas, So why should I be mechuyev to pay if I hold palganiske, if I hold kufre kapore? So there are two mahalchim, and the Dvar Yaakov, the kashya of Yeshua is this kashya. There are two mahalchim. There's one mahalach that Bnei Yeshua says, we're speaking about a sheir that was a muet. He stays three times, but they never made it the best din, so he never got a din muet. But he never got a din muet, so there's a din palganiske knosse. It doesn't have a teiris. But this sheir is Ezechiel lav becheskas shimakaimi. But if a pekin that has a din knas, because that's a din, kolzman it doesn't become a muet. The lemaise, I mean, every tam is a knas. It's not two different tashlumei tam. So it stays three times, never became a muet. It's a din tashlumei knas. That the Gemara answers: if you hold kufra kapore, if he needs a kapore, and he should have realized it will kill people because it killed very few people already. So, al tzkufra kapori you pay. This is one teretz. Or we will say that the whole svare of Stam Shvarim Becheskesh Shimo Kaimi, that I could have relied that it won't be mazik, this is only a svare in Tashlumi Nezokim. That means whatever the Cheske Shimor is, so in Tashlumi Nezokim, the din is, I'm potter to pay, because Stam Shvarim Becheske Shimor, but when it comes to Kufre Kapore, then Stam Shvarim Becheske Shimor will not be a Sibbe to pater me from Kapore. That means there's a Chilek in Tashlumi Nezokin or in Kufre Kapore. If you learn Kufre Mamoine, so then it's also a Tashlumi Nezokin the Kedim. And that we have a klal that a tam it's a knas, since tam shvorem becheske shimo kaimi. But if kufre is kapore has different guidelines, and even though it's becheske shimo, but it needs a kapore. When it comes to kapore for ritziche, then we have different guidelines, and this is not a teretz that becheske shimo to pata from a kapore. Memela, that's why you need the pasuk. That's how we could learn pshat in Tosfos, pshat in the Gemara Teretz. Fine. Venire. Now, Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos has a problem. Rabbi Elazar said that I need a miut when there was Hamis Alpi Bailam. That Yepota, the share is Potter from Skila, and I would think Yechayev Kaifa. That the Gemara said, and that Rabbi Elazar says, Yepota from Kaifa al Tzamiut. But the Rabbi Elazar said another teretz, which the Gemara doesn't delve into this teretz. Gemara says a teretz, Kshehemis al Pi Eidechot. Now what's with this teretz? This kasha that the Gemara asked, Moide Beknas, is a kasha by Eidechot also. The Ein Svore Loima Shelo Yechoshev Mashiya Atzmoi Kshemoide. When he's Moide, it's not a svara to say that he's not Mashiach Atzmai. The Eine Reutzel Lishova. V'af al Gavda Yidei Heid Bo Olav Chiyev Zeh Elo Aposhut Yeser Nokat. So what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying that the Gemara's Kasha, even though the Gemara says, Api Bailem Moide Beknasu, the kasha is also al pi eidechot moide beknasu. Al pi eidechot, if an eidechot would say that the shir was negeach, and he'd be, so if he's makrish the eid, he says the shir was not negeach, so yizicha don't pay, he was makrish the eid with a shvur. So the Gemara means he's moide to the eid. He's moide to the eid, and he says, you're right, it was not going to get it. So that the Gemara asks Akasha, no, if he's made it to the eight, so it's right to made the Beknas. It's right to made the Beknas. So why do you need a Pusik that he's potter to pay? He's made the Beknas. Aye, maybe this is not considered made the Beknas because he's made the because they Dechot said that it was Neger. So Tosha says no. I just like to mention the Bichas Avrom wants to be mitzaded just a little bit to understand the Shaila of Tosfos. If Al Pi Eidechot is called Mashiach Atzmai or not. There's a chakira How does Shavuos Eidechot work? There's two Mahalchim to explain Shavuos Eidechot. There's one Mahalach that in Eidechot kol heiche d'shnayim mechayvim momen echad mechayiv Shavuot. That means as follows, that you can learn shat, that when two Eidim are made, we believe them, Yishayiv momen. So really, when there's one Eid, he's also Chayiv momen. But the Torah gave the Nitva Efshoris to be Makrish Eid. But if he doesn't want to swear, why do you pay? Because there's Neidechot that's saying that you're Chayiv. There's a long this to say in Neidechot is Mechayiv momen, just like the way them are Mechayiv momen. But in Eidechot, if you're Makrish Deid, you're never to be, with a Shmur, you're never to be Makrish Deid. But Kozman, you're not Makrish Deid, you have a Birurav. And Eidechot, who's the equivalent to two Eidim that you're Chayiv Momen. That's one way you could learn Pshat. So then the Chiyiv in Yisod, when you're not Makrish Deid, when you're made it to the Eid, so the Chiyiv is Mitzad Deid. That's one way you could learn. You could learn another way. Nah, an Eidechot doesn't have an amonis of Eidus. An Eidechot makes us think, maybe he's Taka right. Maybe the Tebeya is right. So this thinking gives us a Sibbe to be Mechaiv HaShvur and the Nitva to be Mevara. That means, I don't know anything yet if you're Chai, but I hear the Eidechot says that but Yochai, maybe Yitak Yochai, be mevarah this. So the Eidechot is only mechayev adin biru. Be mevarah with a shvur. But if he says, I don't want to swear, I don't want to be mevarah. So then there's a din. If you don't want to swear, you have to pay. But you have to pay not because the Eidechot, we believe the Eidechot. With the Eidechot is only mechayev a shvur. That means Eidechot is Mechayiv a biru from the Nitva. But if the Nitva does not want to be Mevarot also, then the din is, if you don't be Mevarot, you have to pay. So the Birchus Avram could be, this was the Shakla Vitalia in Tosfos. Tosfos has a Shaila. Could we say Moide Beknas by an Eidechot also? Could you say Moide, when if he's Moide to the Eid, and he pays, is this called Moide Beknas? So L'chayr, it's totally in this Chakira. If you learn the Eidechot has an Amonis, and Kozman, you're not Makrish, and he has an Amonis of Shnayim. So then you can't say that the Gemara is asking a Kasha. So why is he Chayiv Koifer? He's a Moide Beknas. He's not a Moide Beknas. The Chiyiv Koifer is because the Eidechot said that the show was Noga. If it be Makrish Deid, it was Mesalik Deid. But Kozman is not Makrish Deid, I have an Eid that's Choshev Kishtayim, that's Mechayiv Im Koifer. So then I can't say what Tosfos is saying, that the Gemara is Kasha Moide Beknas by Eidechot also. I'm sorry. And Eidechot is Take Mechuyiv to pay Alpi the Eidechot. Eidechot is an Amonis of Shtayim, Kozman Yina Makrishim. So Tosfos says, no, that's not Pshat in Eidechot. Pshat in Eidechot is, the Eidechot is only Mechayiv Shvue. The Eidechot makes me think maybe the Tevei is right. So therefore there's a Chiyiv Biru on the Nitva. He's Mechuyiv to swear. If he doesn't swear, so then he's Mechuyiv to pay. So the Chiyiv Tashlum is not Al Yedei the Eidechot. The Chiyiv Tashlumim is that if he doesn't swear, he's Mechuyiv to pay. And that Tosfos says, so what's Gate Meron? So even though he was Moide, Lamaise the Haidah, his Haidah is Lamaise Haidah of that's called Maida Beknas.
The Af Al Gav Dal Yidei Ha'Eid Ba'Olav Chiyev Zeh. So Tosfos says, so even though, not Tosfos talking about the Chiyev Kaifa. The Chiyev Kaifa, if he was not Makrish the Eid, so, So l'chayre, if he was not makrish the eight, so it comes out l'chayre, through the eight, he was meide. Safal pikein, this is a din of meide beknas, that's called marshiyas atzmai, because the eight mitzad atzmai does not have a nemonis to be mevarer that the shur killed. So really, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, why you need a posik, it's made of a knas. So the Gemara really means to ask a P.A. Decha, that's also called made of a knas. It's also called Mashiach Satsma. But the Gemara didn't want to get involved in this, because to be a shtickle svara, since the whole Eidor came through the eight, so that's not called Mashiach Satsmai. So that's why the Gemara chapton al pi bailem meide beknasu. But really, the kash is also al pi edim, al pi edechot, it's also meide beknas.